every weekday starting at 2. Drive home with Thompson, Stalter, and Raji on the Fast Lane. More in-depth analysis, talk, and speculation surrounding everything St. Louis sports. Get into the Fast Lane. Weekdays 2 to 6, powered by Schnucks. On the home for St. Louis sports. 101 ESPN. You're in the Fast Lane. Coming to you live from the Car Shield Studio on 101 ESPN.
It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Anthony Salter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. We're joined by Daniel Kaplan of The Athletic, who wrote yesterday about whether or not Vince McMahon is trying to buy his own bankrupt XFL back from a Delaware bankruptcy court.
Classic.
Could be interesting. Daniel joins us right now. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So those that haven't read the story yet, why don't you fill everybody in on what could happen here with Vince McMahon? We're obviously interested in St. Louis.
Well, the unsecured creditors made some filings yesterday in which they alleged McMahon is actually trying to buy the assets on the cheap. In other words, he shut down the league in the midst of the pandemic and is now trying to buy the assets at pennies on the dollar and the goal of riding it out and then restarting it. We haven't heard from McMahon yet, but I do know, I write in the story, that representatives of McMahon, the XFL president, Jeffrey Pollock, has actually reached out to venues in St. Louis and Seattle, the two most successful markets, to inquire about restarting those leases or at least preserving some contractual terms.
So when it comes to, is this as simple, and simple is the wrong term, and man, I wish I was wealthy enough to realize that bankruptcy is a good thing, apparently. They can get you out of things. But in essence, could we get past this pandemic from an XFL standpoint, and then next season, is there a reality, Daniel, that we could just have the league pop right back up again?
That's a really tough question to answer. First of all, there's a process that has to go through in bankruptcy court, and the creditors want it stretched out, and they want to seek other buyers. And if another buyer comes in, we don't know what they might do with the assets. But there is a scenario in which what you described could occur, although I would hesitate to say 2021. I would actually think it would be 2022, because you're going to see many sports like the NFL perhaps pushed into what would be normally the XFL window.
So all of us in this room are financial idiots, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly how this works. And I know you touched on it a little bit right off the top, but it's his entity.
Sure, I can take you through it.
Thank you.
So he has a business. The XFL. I mean, this is the scenario He has a business, the XFL. It's halfway through its first season. The pandemic hits. He has players to pay. He has executive staff to pay. He has team staff to pay, coaches, trainers, all of that. And he doesn't think he can't play the rest of the season. He's not sure he can play in 2021, but he loves the concept of the XFL. He thinks it did really well in the first 5 weeks. You obviously saw the success in St. Louis. So he throws it into bankruptcy, which relieves him of all the contractual obligations. He doesn't have to pay the team presidents. He doesn't have to pay the players and so forth. But he buys the intellectual property, the rights to the XFL team logos, the rights to the rules, to the ball, which was unique to the XFL. And then, you know, if time passes and things improve, he can restart it. That's the scenario.
Okay, so if he does all of this, he'll stand to make out okay if it all goes through the way he wants it to, correct?
I mean, and of course he could decide to make another shift in strategy at some point, but that appears to be what he wants to do.
So if that is the case, and this does work out in 2022, as you said, might be more of a target year that we could look at, do you have any sense of how many of the cities that were involved the first time around want to be involved again?
That's, you know, I think you're getting too far down the road. Clearly, St. Louis and Seattle would be involved. If I had to make a guess, Dallas and Houston were successes. I don't think New York worked out very well. It probably moved to a smaller location. Tampa could move to Orlando. That's just off the top of my head from talking to people involved in the league in the past. But St. Louis would certainly be the number one market to come back to.
Daniel Kaplan of The Athletic joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. So, Daniel, what do you think is the next step that we in St. Louis should be monitoring right now? And I realize that you can't suggest like, oh, the XFL is going to be back or anything like that. But just in terms of where we go from here, what should we be paying attention to now?
Well, the bankruptcy court process in Delaware, there's a hearing, I believe, next week. I'm waiting for McMahon's response to the creditors alleging he's trying to ram a discounted sale through the bankruptcy court, whether other bidders emerge, what the bid process the bankruptcy court judge puts into place. McMahon has suggested bids due by early July. The creditors want a longer schedule. So these are all things that have to play out in the bankruptcy court.
All right, that's above my pay grade. I just want to be able to come and see the Battle Hawks, and then we can do our again. I want to ask you, because this has been as normal can be right now for the NFL up to this point. The NFL, Daniel, they've had their draft, they've had free agency, they've had a fairly normal offseason, but things are going to shift here soon. While everybody else is trying to figure out how to start up their seasons or finish their seasons, the NFL has a little bit of breathing room. Daniel, how do you see this playing out with the NFL? What are the biggest hurdles that they're going to have, even though their season is a little further off?
Well, it's not as far off as you might imagine. I mean, baseball, which wants to come back in early July, has put out a 67-page return to play manual that gets down to details as minute as whether sunflower seeds are allowed, and they're not, by the way. The NFL training camps will be just a couple weeks later, and you're talking about perhaps the least socially distanced sport out there. So the clock is ticking for the NFL. They had a conference call with the media yesterday in which their chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, basically said everything is under review and investigation, and they're working with the players, but there was no real details other than that if they have a positive COVID test, that would not be enough to shut down operations, that they would quarantine, test, contact trace, the things you'd expect them to do.
And I guess the last thing for you here, and some people here are still interested in what's happening in Los Angeles with the Rams and their new stadium and getting the extra funding, I believe it was yesterday or whatever it was, the story came out. What exactly is happening there?
Well, for a whole host of reasons, the stadium is way over budget, behind schedule, and the owner, which you love so much in St. Louis there, Stan Kroenke, he asked for more money from the NFL to finance the stadium. He had already received $400 million. Half of that was from the Chargers through the NFL Stadium Financing Fund, and the owners approved another $500 million for McCronkey yesterday.
If you want to follow Daniel Kaplan on Twitter, at Kaplan Sports Biz, B-I-Z. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today. Stay healthy, stay safe.
All right, I will do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Again, Daniel Kaplan from The Athletic. If you missed any of the interview with us, 101ESPN.com is where you'll find the podcast for today's show and the interview. He wrote a piece yesterday on whether or not Vince McMahon is trying to buy back the XFL through Delaware bankruptcy court, which is very interesting.
So maybe 2022?
Maybe. Depending on how the process unfolds. It's interesting that Vince McMahon, as Daniel Kaplan noted, he basically gets out of like a get out of jail free card. He doesn't have to pay everybody. And then he still has all of the licensing fees. He's got the XFL name, all that. He's got everything ready to go. So then he just buys it back, and then he can fire it up again, I guess, in two years.
And it's a bad thing to do, obviously, for the people that have worked under you, that have lost their jobs. Millions
but caw-caw.
But caw-caw.
Yeah, caw-caw, right?
And we'll get it back at some point.
Be nice.
What are you going to do?
The Stan Kroenke thing, by the way, bailing him out?
It's
he needed more money.
There's
you know
something.
What are you gonna do? What's that guy gonna do?
Thought he had the money.
He needed more.
Oh,
just give the man his money.
Something incredibly funny about it. I mean, it's
gonna be an earthquake.
Not funny, but small it's one. Funny. You know what I mean?
It's almost like the NFL really wants that to happen out there in LA.
I mean,
are you getting that vibe?
They're doing everything possible to make sure it does.
Halfway home, weird. You know?
Just a feeling that I've got on that. All right, we've got potentially some news on one of the sports coming back. It's the one that will tick you off the most. Also, we'll play What Happens First next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.